Hey everybody, Greg Laurie with some thoughts on what is happening in Ukraine right now. This is a serious situation. As you know, if a NATO nation is hit by Russian missiles or is attacked in any way, that triggers a NATO response. And the United States is, of course, a part of NATO, and we could find ourselves in direct conflict with the Russians if we were to establish a no-fly zone, for instance, over Ukraine, etc. And President Putin has even threatened to use nuclear weapons. Now, I haven't heard of something like that since the 60s when I was a little boy and we would climb under our desks for bomb drills. This is serious stuff, and it can cause a lot of anxiety and fear. Actually, Jesus said in the last days there would be distress of nations with no way out. Everything is so vulnerable right now, and anything could happen to just set off a series of events that we do not want to see happen. So here's what I would like to ask every Christian to do. It's time to pray. We need to pray for divine intervention. You know, the Bible says the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. So that's our king or our president, President Biden. That would be Russia's leader, President Putin. That would be President Zelensky in Ukraine. And others in positions of leadership, we need to pray for these people and pray that God guides them and directs their steps and that they make the right decisions. Because if any of these people make the wrong decisions, we could have a conflict on a scale like we have never seen before. The Bible says, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. The Bible's not saying we should not be concerned. The Bible's not even saying we should not be alarmed. But worry does not help. So tell your children to be calm, remind them that God is in control, and pray with them. And let's commit this to the Lord and ask for the Lord to intervene and bring peace. Bring a stop to the bombing, a stop to this whole crisis. He can do it. With God, all things are possible. In fact, I'm going to pray right now. Would you join me in prayer as we bring this before the Lord? Father, we look at this situation over in Ukraine and all the nations around it. We think of all these refugees right now fleeing for their lives. And we're praying for divine intervention, Lord. We're praying for peace in that region of the world. Cause Vladimir Putin to stop this attack. Cause others to make the right decisions in response to that, Lord. Be with organizations like Samaritan's Purse and others who are offering relief to the millions of refugees right now seeking it. And I pray that those folks would hear the good news of the gospel. And I pray that this would cause the people of Ukraine and the surrounding nations to turn to God, that the people of Russia would turn to God, that the people of America, Lord, would turn to you. We need you, Lord. We need an answer to this prayer. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, everybody, thanks for listening to this podcast. To learn more about Harvest Ministries, follow this show and consider supporting it. Just go to harvest.org. And to find out how to know God personally, go to harvest.org and click on Know God.